Harper Audio presents Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama by David J. Garrow, performed by Charles Constant. Chapter 1. The End of the World as They Knew It. Chicago's Far South Side. March 1980 to July 1985. Frank Lumpkin never forgot the first phone call that afternoon. Although he was off work that day with a broken foot, he had stopped by the pay office at Wisconsin Steel, where he'd labored for more than 30 years to pick up checks totaling $8,084.57, money he was due in back vacation pay. He still had 13 weeks of vacation coming, accumulated over 5 years, and he was about to take a long-planned trip to Africa. But March 28th, Black Friday as it would be called, was about to become absolutely unforgettable. Wisconsin Steel's hulking metal sheds stretched south and a bit eastward from the intersection of Torrance Avenue and East 106th Street in a neighborhood that most residents called Irondale, even if Chicago city maps labeled it South Deering. William Deering was a long-forgotten industrialist who had co-founded International Harvester Company in 1902. Wisconsin's oldest corporate ancestor, Brown's Mill, dated from 1875 and had been South Chicago's first steel plant. 6 years later, Andrew Carnegie opened a larger mill just north from where the Calumet River flowed into Lake Michigan. And by the dawn of the 20th century, the southwestern crescent of that lakeshore, stretching from the Calumet eastward across the Indiana state line to Gary and Burns Harbor, had become the most dense concentration of steel mills in the world.